Blog Talk Radio.
Computer off, all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm going to be pale. If I can run away from it.
Space, a final frontier.
DJ.
Party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele.
Surprise. Its five-year mission, to explore. To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on and off the internet. It is Wrecking the Game Radio with your host DJ Smellgood, an international call.
Hail, all the way from the Netherlands. Presenting
Sayonite Night.
Interface complete.
And it is that time, people. It is the time. It is that time. Well, not Aguava time, but yeah. It's pre-dub down Friday. You know what I'm saying? Going down right here live, Wrecking the Game Radio. And bringing you the outside edition today. We're to the live side, you know what I'm saying? Doing what it does. Bring a lot of little music to you. And y'all can tune in live. Check out the old webcam. Y'all can see the live versions of Flow Week Dub. Probably live on Tiny Jack, the old Tiny Jack thing. Alright, we're coming right back after this, man. Tune in, freaking out Friday. Well, smells so good, Captain smells so good, international co host, Tiny Jack. Be in the building. Everybody else, you know what I'm saying?
We'll be right back.
trying to find out what the definition of that word is, but, yeah, I guess it ain't one. All right, check it out, people. We're going to keep this thing moving with for the ladies. You know what I'm saying? It's my dog for Hard, a.k.a. the Gemini King.
I see the mama on the dance floor while you're out there.
I look to my right, little mama's looking fine. She's sobbing. She's sobbing. She know what she wanna do. So she's dropping, dropping. Like it's something she likes to wear. What's popping, popping? Jewelry, perfume, and boots. But she got that dollar. Wanna holla. Everything little mama do is popping. And with holding, she's feeling so good. Her mood is just fine. We're partying tonight. Let them haters multiply when they see her coming down from that bed.
I give a shout out to the East, pray for peace. Will it ever be epidemic, raw disease? They putting newborn baby to sleep. Mama died pushing, using every strength to breathe. I cry when I see another man kill another for a bite to eat. I write what I see, you can't imagine what I dream. The new day, USA Today, every shower will come, but the war here to stay. Instead of talking about illegal immigrants, they back at bay. We betting on the next fight at the Mandalay. Can you imagine the standing wait? Hoping not to be victim after we're mad. We trying hard to break for victims of trauma molestation, hoping they could be found and placed them back home. A place many people won't go, so this ain't hope. Push it for the day they can all go.
Somewhere over the rainbow. Somewhere over the rainbow.
to please him and feed him a part of my mind. That's how I teach him. Reach him with beats and rhymes and unleash him. Seeds and the rest, youth in trouble. Cops in class when your kids against you in huddles. 24/7 parents working everyday struggle. Discipline your child, send you to jail in the shuttle, but
y'all go out and don't get stupid, you know what I'm saying? Right here in the hood, Labor Day started off a little crazy, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah. But, you know, we got to do what we got to do to survive. You know what I'm saying? To do what we got to do to survive. Because you already know.
Yeah. I got to put my hat down real low on this one. Yeah, I got my black hat on, I got it down real low. I got my all black on right now. Yeah, black Gucci Chuck Taylors, let's go. I'm so hood with it. Yeah. You know they say, can anything good come from the hood? Be Jackson, talk to him.
Yeah, I'm from the hood. North of the Scudderfield, Hollywood.
Yeah.
I grew up on the street where they sold that good. Pimpin' players on the block, deep boys, man, they moving them rocks. But everybody from the hood ain't a thug. Ain't never went to jail, selling no drugs. That doesn't mean they done some wrong in my life. I went to church on Sunday and I still wasn't right. But all I'm trying to say, there's a better way. And I'm trying to show you Christ is the way. Lord, you've been so good to me. I wanna tell everybody about you, Lord Jesus. God loves the hood, and if you're from the hood and you're feeling good, throw your head in the air, let them know that you care. And if you love the Lord, say yeah. God loves the hood, and if you're from the hood and you're feeling good, throw your head in the air, let them know that you care.
If the last should be first, that means the suburbs is after us. Say we from the hood and then everybody laugh at us. Even the local service from a hood called Nazareth. He came for the bad and ain't nobody bad as us. Then he came back for us just so we can rapture. The first should be last so the hood can't let him back us up. Yeah, I said the hood can't let him back us up. Wait. Hold on, yeah, we said yes to his will, yes to his way. The day to that tomorrow provided him yesterday. We danced through the stars to step through them yesterday. It's good in the wood, everybody said, hey. So we lean on the solid rock. God love the wood, I know he love my block, yeah. 45th and Lloyd Street, God love the wood, I know he love me.
God love the hood, love the hood. From the hood and you're feeling good, feeling good. Throw your head in the air, let them know that you care. And if you love the Lord, say yeah, yeah. God loves the hood, loves the hood. If you're from the hood and you're feeling good, throw your head in the air, let them know that you care. And if you love the Lord, say yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and I know Jay killed the auto-tune, but I'm just tuning up this auto, give me walking room. Yeah, they keep questioning where the love at. Well, God love the hood, show them love back. Yeah, they questioning where the love at. Well, God love the hood, now do you love them back? Huh? Do you love them back? Yeah, yeah, God love the hood.
Yeah, God's real, man. God love the hood people. Make sure y'all believe that. You know what I'm saying? So, be safe out there. Labor Day weekend's going out right here live. Freaked up out on Friday. You know what I'm saying? It's Record of Game Radio, WDGE Radio. With your host, Captain Smell, so good in the building, man. Keeping it on the low, though. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, just doing what we do today. Hanging out, you know what I'm saying? Looking for the ladies, we can tell them, you know.
All the ladies in the house say, Clive, hey, beholding the kind and the feeling and the farting.
Right. He was definitely shopping.
www.blowme.com.
Right. And we're going to do this show, people, by y'all.
We want one thing. We declare our rank on this earth to be a man, to be a human being, to be respected as a human being, to be given the rights of a human being in this society, on this earth, in this day, which we intend to bring into existence by any means necessary.
Any means necessary. Powerful words from Brother Mr. Farrakhan right there. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real big. And that was Malcolm X. Excuse me. I know all y'all like...
Oh, brother man, please help me understand. Why would you make us big fight and protest for books we still can't read? Wear shades when we can't see. Hide from the world our eyes and call us blind. Brother man, oh brother man, why? When you promised us books, instead you give my neighborhood drugs and jugs. Instead of a spokesman, we get a dope man to excite the wiles and the ways of the man. You tell us to follow thee. Let Cain be the leader. Brother man, oh brother man, please help me understand. Why would you offer us freedom when the ideology of free is an oxymoron? From Economics 101 we learn there is no such thing as a free lunch. So brother man, who's slave when I did not labor? Starve when I overfill my plate and my cup runneth over. Instead of liberty, we've been united under the degradation of greed. Brother man, oh brother man, please teach me, because I can already feel the heat from the steam that will smoke these mirrors and breed conspiracy. Love gave me life, lied about liberty and denied me my right to be happy. But as told by Thomas Jefferson, education can offer us bliss and oppression. So brother man, please stop holding it to your discretion and lying about why I should hate my brother. Cause not even the dumbest of dogs are concerned with color. And we're supposed to be intelligent. We were given dominion over all, but still we can protect ourselves from our own damnation. We're smart enough to start wars, but in the end, not even then, do we see how far we are from the true teaching? Brother man, oh brother man, please don't hold the seeds that were promised to me. The seeds to produce the trees of life. A long, prosperous life. The pursuit to happiness. And the liberation found in education. So brother man, oh brother man, please help me understand. Ha! Can I get my papers? Because I am not free until I am educated.
Yeah. Education for y'all, man. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Miss Q of We Lit Inc. You know what I'm saying? Q and Nas, they out on tour right now. You know, promoting the new book From Pedal to Steeple. You know what I'm saying? So y'all make sure y'all pick that up off of Amazon.com, man. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real big. And, yeah, she's doing that real big. So let's go ahead and crank this thing on up a little bit. You know what I'm saying? It is Friday. You know, put y'all in the mood a little bit to party. You know what I'm saying? Pump it up. And since I'm trying to do what I'm trying to do, you know what I'm saying? Let me go ahead and tell y'all. don't know what the hell this is, but all righty then. Oh, you'll be making some free calls, and shit, you know I'm always about that. Hold on, let's see here, people. See what's going down. Hello? In Spain, that's the wrong goddamn number. Hold on, people. Oh, man, we in goddamn the wrong country, first of all. Let's get back to the damn USA. Duh. People, 7237-5125. Now, what I'm on, people, is everphone.com. EVAPHONE, everphone.com, where you supposedly make free calls. USA, Vince. What the hell are they talking about? Not fucking Canada, 347-5125. Why the hell you keep doing this Canada shit? Why the hell I can change the number format? Alright, well anyways, I'm going to figure this shit out and see if we can get a new service going on up in this mood I make out. You know what I'm saying? And I'm always looking for free shit, especially when it comes to the internet. Yeah, so free is
what is that, Santa Claus?
What is that? Let's get a little positivity in your life, man. This is my dog Jeff set up there in Hollywood, and Mr. Smells So Good. It's called Pass the Toach, man, because that's what a lot of y'all crab-ass motherfuckers need to do. Speaking of crabs, after this, I'm going to play something else for you crab motherfuckers, too. Get out of the motherfucking barrel.
After seeing what happened around the world, it is time for us to play businesses. Well, I'm just that. Just create new wealth for other people.
It's time
for have
you
it. Ever reached down? If you only remember to do one thing, we can be successful every minute.
Pass the torch.
We can't see the flames. We can't see the flames.
Share
the torch. It's time to see fame. It's time to see fame.
Pass the torch.
Games and lies big enough to listen.
Come on,
to all
Mr.
of your Facebooks
so
and your BS. You need to learn how
all
to pass
Mr.
the toast and
so
no one else besides yourself.
Father,
pass the toast, pass the toast. Don't keep it to yourself. You
come
gotta
on,
pass
D.
the toast, pass the toast, and get the toast to someone else. And now you're all up on the TV with your fake smiles and big words trying to retrieve me. Because
yeah.
You know that my bold is golden, and with a push of the button, you know
boom.
The life I'm holding. So I pass the toast to my hood.
My hood.
So everybody can take it easy
right.
When it's all
good.
Please step off for me and pass the toast. And don't keep it to yourself, and that's the show.
Pass the torch, pass the torch. We can't see the flames, we can help somebody else. Share the torch, share the torch. It's time to see fame, it's time to see fame. Pass the torch, pass the torch. We can't see the flames, we can't
help somebody.
Share the torch, share the torch. It's time to see fame, it's time to see fame. Take it, brother Jeff.
It's changed two words. Hear me out, I'm locked up,
Brother
yeah,
Kane.
He built me out.
Thank
right
God.
Then
make
I understood, passed the torch,
to
help him, he helped me, and that's
just
how we buy with cost. And now I'm buying cost. Educate yourself, get on the board, and I ain't talking about diving off. And we dying off,
yep.
But y'all don't hear me though.
Nah.
We get it done, and we fear when you're period. You ain't killed nothing,
we
the government's studio. It's silly though, the white ones really know.
We love you, baby,
fix
but
the
God
roof,
love you,
even
man.
If you fix it too. Just pass the torch
please,
to someone
please,
else to fix the
mess.
They got a state by
you.
The river, paid off in December, and think, well, I was late in November. Blacks abort, stop
right.
Passing snort.
Don't let that stop you.
Homie, pass the torch.
Pass the torch, we can't see the flames, we can't see the flames.
I know
shout
it
out, shout it out. It's time to see fame, it's time to see fame.
Put it
down, pass the torch, we can't see the flames, we can't see the flames. Shout the torch, shout the torch.
You can do
it's
what you want
to
do,
it's time to see fame.
Pass the toast, pass the toast.
Ain't no
don't keep it to yourself. You gotta pass the toast, pass the toast.
Pass
and get a toast to someone
else. Come on, Brother David.
Pass the toast, pass the toast.
Do it.
Don't keep it to yourself. You gotta pass the toast. Pass the toast.
Where you at, Brother Kane? I know mass millionaires. They got all kind of wealth. It's not spreading it all amongst their family members or their friends. Help somebody. We can quit jobs. We can quit all kind of wealth. We can make everybody successful. All you got to do is just reach back and pour somebody out. Share the torch. You can do anything what you want to do. Money makes money. Oh, let's put our money to work. Let's put our money to work and make some more money for other people. Oh, you ain't got to have no poor people out here. You can help somebody. The rich can help the poor.
That's right.
Let's start reaching back and helping our family members, our friends, people that you don't even know. You can help them. God said we all a family. Let's help each other. All you all got to do is just pass the torch. Don't be selfish with the torch.
All right.
Help somebody. Pour somebody up. All you can do is, let's start today. Let's make this a brother day. Let's spread love. Let's reach out and touch somebody's hand. And make this world a better place. If we can. Oh, I know we can. Let's pass the torch. Oh, this is beautiful. Let's just pass the torch amongst each other. Let's start something. We can start something that will last all over the world. Let's stop the world. Let's start spreading love. Let's pass the torch. It's enough. It's enough. Ain't no use of nobody being greedy. It's enough for everybody. All reach back. I'm talking about anybody that got something they can help somebody with. Let's pass the torch. Let's do this for the Lord.
We can't see the flames. We can't see the flames.
Oh, we can do it. Let's die to all the beautiful people in the world. Let's die. Spread the love. Pass the torch. You can do it. Let's do it today. Oh, it's beautiful to pass the torch. It's beautiful to help somebody. Oh, you can't even see the leaving. What you gonna do? You can't take it with you. Let's pass the torch. Let's the world see what the world's all
flame
about.
Up,
and now, let's
up.
Bring another thing
flame
to the world.
Up,
let's pass the torch.
Up.
Hit it again.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he didn't do that thing. He normally does do that. All right, people, you know what I'm saying? Just give y'all a lot of music like we did yesterday, breaking independent artists' records and stuff. That's what we all about here on Record Game Radio, you know what I'm saying? To bring you knowledge that you can't learn in college. Probably only learn it off the streets. And since I am from the streets, you know what I'm saying? You learn it from me. And that's how we do it. You know what I'm saying? Let me go ahead and play my homeboy. I ain't played in a while. It's my dog, Banshee, up in this thing with a Kodak moment. You know what I'm saying? Y'all check us out.
Superstar.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about? This is your boy Vince, you know what I'm saying? I'm live from the motherfucking mouth away, nigga. Dope boy swag. Them hoes love my motherfucking swag, nigga. Now I'm talking about Soda Baggy. Yeah.
I might die. I need a slow boy. Bitches love taking bitches with the dope boy. Work online. That mean I'm eating good. I got them crackers taking bitches of the neighborhood. Baby, it's all great. Okay, it's all good.
Thank you.
profit, but you don't hear me though. I smoke a super fruity, vibing with my eyes closed. You niggas sounding fruity, and I don't fuck with you. I'm going ham, throwing cheese, got the bitchy boom. Say look, what's it, baby, won't you let a nigga through? I'm on the yellow bills, I ain't calling Pikachu. Hydraulic head, I call a Pikachu. My nigga hit it too,
against each other, more than all we had to each other. Racism and each time in the barrel, all of the crime in the barrel. Being black or white is not a crime. The problem is the thought of your mind. So clean up your mind and live right. Rubbing a barrel, oh bad man.
all you crabs and barrels out there, man. You know what I'm saying? Okay. I looked up, rolled the blunt, and looked back up, and everybody was here. Wow.
Welcome,
family. Welcome. Yes, yes. If you don't sign in the next 2 seconds, you're probably going to get kicked up out of this muda nigga. Just to let you know. Shout out to Google, boo! Miss PC, boo! And Miss Heavenly Angel. You know, it's no on that. You know what I'm saying? So today is Freak Out Friday, people. You know what I'm saying? We sitting in the back, you know what I'm saying? Chilling. Enjoying the sun's rays, burning us up, you know what I'm saying? We're live on Tiny Chat if anybody, you know, cares to come over there. Let me go ahead and drop the link for that. TinyChat.com/WDGE Radio. Yeah. Should already be set up. Bam! Starship standing brass. Bitches? Alright. I'm going to set that up real quick. And while I do that, just want to tell everybody. And just one for the ladies out there. I'm saying one for the ladies real quick. You know what I'm saying? New shit from Neon. It's called Gotta Go. Y'all check this out. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
lost in the porn video, the one night stand porn video. You know what I'm saying?
Please stop. I'm dying over here.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Goofy Bone on the one night stand remix for the Millgate Walkie homies. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And, you know, we handle biz, man. We be handling biz. Hold on a second.
Timmy!
Oh, it's me, Mr. Cyanide. Uh-oh. We've been frozen, people. We have been frozen.
Am I on you?
You're on now.
What's up?
That's what happens when you don't smoke marijuana.
I'm working on it right now.
Shout out to old Neon with that little song right there. You know what I'm saying? Gotta go. Yeah, yeah. Shout out. We got the old Trilateral Commission up in the building, people. If y'all know who that be. And that's myself. You know what I'm saying? Mr. Goofy. And, Mr. Steady Baby Powder Fresh, Life After Dust Live, J. Yeah, we had to, you know, add some new shit to his name, you know what I'm saying? And that's what's going on, man. This is Freaked Up Out Friday, you know what I'm saying? Just up in this thing, maxing, chillaxing, and sitting outside, you know what I'm saying, enjoying, you know, Florida sunshine, that is. And, it's Saturday's birthday. What? Oh, shit. All right, well, hold on, sign now. We got to take a commercial break for my dog.
real big right here live on Regular Gay Radio, the WDTE radio show, Freaked Up Out Friday, you know what I'm saying? Live up here all the way from Florida to the Netherlands, and I mean the Netherlands.
Lands.
It's going down. Yeah, I ain't even got myself prepared yet. My head's sweating like a star member of Roots, you know what I'm saying? Oh, man. I feel just like this black dude, you know what I'm saying? Out on Roots, that was got on the foot right before he got his feet chopped off. They escaped and shit, you know what I'm saying? They was running. And then they finally made it all the way, you know what I'm saying, to what they thought was America. Yeah, they're probably still in the slave man back, y'all. You know what I'm saying? But, you know.
Now, you listen to old Fiddler if he wants to keep it alive. You in America now. You hear me talking, nigga? You in America.
You hear me talking, mother nigga? Mother nigga. Did he just say move the nigga? Yeah, move the nigga. Move the nigga out of the way, man. Move the nigga out of the way. Yeah. All right, people. This is what happens when you don't smoke marijuana.
Oh, you don't have any?
Yeah. DVD, we up. Now, DVD. Right. DVD. Oh, man. My bad. It's Tampa, Florida, man. You already know we T-A-M-P-A up in this moment, man. You know what I'm saying? Doing what we do. And, yeah, live on, wait a minute, here we go, people, y'all can click on the link. Bam! Y'all want to see where I stay at, you know what I'm saying? Bam, there you go. Y'all click on that and start broadcasting. What the hell is my damn minicam, man?
Uh-oh.
All right, well, yeah, all y'all can click in, but this shit pisses me off. Oh, there you go. Okay, people, yeah, that used to be me, the big guy, yeah, right, you know, that all,
I'm not there.
Okay, do, let's see if we can make this a little bit cleaner out, it's my backyard, people. Good old backyard. Yeah, you can't really see shit. It's bright as hell out here. That's why. It's pretty bright today. You know what I'm saying? It's a sunshine today off in Florida. You know what I'm saying? Doing it real big out here. Let me see if I can lower that down. About that. Lower that down. Darken that up. Take some of the color out. I can't do that. Right.
Hey, don't make it pink or blue.
And a grayscale don't work. Man, anything works. You see how bright that is? That's how hot it is out here, people.
Don't see nothing.
See the palm trees vaguely? Yeah. Palm trees. Y'all got palm trees in the Netherlands?
Of course not. Well, they genetically modified the palm tree so it could survive our winters. So there actually are palm trees over in the Netherlands. And
genetically?
You can, and you can keep plants, but you have to cover them up during the winter or else they freeze to death. They won't survive our winters.
Damn. So, about a bee notch. Ain't that about a peanut? Oh. All right, well, I don't think nobody... You can't hear me on Tiny Chat, though, because I don't see no...
No. No, I have the volume enabled. I can't hear you there.
All right, well, make sure y'all go on YouTube.com, Straight Local Rec, and that's STR8, the number 8, LOCREC, and check out more videos, you know what I'm saying? We don't just talk about the Millgate Walkie dudes, you know what I'm saying? We just waste a little time on them. Yeah. All right, here we go. Start out with Originally from Orlando. Okay, shout out to Old Town. Oh, man.
Shout out to my Bucks. What are the Bucks? Some sporting team?
Yeah, that's our Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Motherfuckers can't win a goddamn game. Fuck them.
Goddamn sucks, man. Green Day attitude sucks. Motherfuckers suck. Goddamn it. Out here you got a, you got LeBron James, fucking Michael Jordan in his prime. Goddamn it, and Shaq all on one team, and you still can't win. Yeah.
Well, you can't buy a team. You can buy good players, but you can't buy a team.
Hell no. Yeah, basically. That's basically how it rolled out. All right, well, check this out. Since she dropped it in here and she dropped it at the appropriate time, we'll start this thing off with the 70 Angels. Little ass. Because it's time for the Nutty News. You know what I'm saying? It's going down. Nutty News of the day. Oh, yeah.
Where's that news from?
Roll them if you don't.
Where's that news from?
This news comes from... Well, hold on.
I might go to bed now. I've got work in the morning.
Oh, yeah, I see Hooters. What I'm talking about. Yeah. Shout out to the guests. Oh, my bad. It's Heaven Angel. My bad. Don't come up to Hooters now, lady. Don't come up to Hooters. Ah, man, shout out to the lady with the nice Hooters over there. Go on now, everybody, before you drop them, you know, in that lane. Hey, we got Mr. Smoke-A-Lot. Damn, I just heard you light your shit up. Ain't nothing to do. All right, people, if y'all want to see us smoking live, go on to click on the tiny chat link and y'all can smoke with us. You know what I'm saying? We're having a free smoking session. But the weed ain't free yet. Yeah. Here we go. All right, people. Nutty News of the Day is brought to you part by NuttyNewsOfTheDay.com for all your wild, weird, off-the-wall news, man. It comes from around the world. This is not Florida news. This is not Netherlands news. Not Washington news. This is not Spain news. This is news from every part of this planet. And sometimes we even go off the planet. Yeah. Right. All right, hold on. I got to get my mind right. You know what I'm saying? I'm sitting talking all that ish. Ain't got my mind's right. My mind is right. If y'all know what I'm talking about, people, you might want to listen to Cat Williams again, and he will instruct you, you know what I'm saying, and tell you some things that you should be doing if you're not doing. Damn, I forgot to upload that clip. I keep forgetting, people. I got an exclusive sound bite from Barack Obama. He left me a message on my phone. Shit, y'all gonna be hearing that. You know what I'm saying? He came down for another midnight pep rally to pump up, you know what I'm saying, voter support. And, kicked a couple of little jokes for us, you know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna have to play that commentary soon. Y'all gonna check that out, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Or did I post it on YouTube? Did I post that shit on YouTube? I might have. All right, well, let me give you some nutty news, man. How about that? Check this out. And I don't know how true this is. I'm only just reading the headlines, people. The head could be lying. This comes from piratenews.org. Yeah. Rebutting the bullshit from pathological lying of propagandsters because censorship is mass murder. Yes. The headlines read, pedophile Jewish rabbis suck Peter and kill babies during Babylonian circumcision ritual, media mercs mute. Stereotype of dirty, filthy, disgusting Jews proven true. Okay, this is supposed to be a reality check. A Semite is a member of any number of peoples of ancient southwestern Asia, including the Akkadians, Phoenicians, Hebrews, and Arabs. Or could be a descendant of these people or a member of modern people speaking a Semitic language. Okay, a Semite is any person living in that area, blah, 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 blah. It's time we start talking about the other anti-Semitism. A Semite is not a Jew living in America or Europe. Okay, first of all, what the f*** am I reading?
City questions circumcision ritual after baby dies. Dick sucking now classified as religious freedom. Hell nah, man. I know you got his mouth on damn baby and shit. What kind of shit is that? Pedophile Mohil Rabbi Yosef David Diesberg sucking penis during circumcision bris ritual. November 5th, 1976. Man, what the hell? Right. And this is sad because this was 5 years ago. Imagine how many motherfuckers don't even know about this shit and it's still going on. Okay, this reads the circumcision ritual practiced by the unorthodox, you might want to say, Jews, has alarmed city health officials who say it may have led to 3 cases of herpes, one of them fatal in infants. But after months of meetings with Orthodox leaders, city officials have been unable to persuade them to abandon the practice. The city's intervention has angered many Orthodox leaders, and the issue has left the city struggling to balance its mandate to protect public health with the constitutional guarantee of religious freedom. The practice is known as oral suction, or in Hebrew, metzitza bipa. After removing the foreskin of the penis, the practitioner, or mohel, M-O-H-E-L, sucks the blood from the wound to clean it. What? All right, I'm already throwing up inside myself right now. Wow, that is nasty. That is not even crazy. That is completely, wow. Yeah. Can't give him an award, though, because that really is a, religious freedom. So since the United States wants to say, hey, man, what happened to the Hooters, man?
Well, if you ask it nicely, maybe they come back.
Yeah, damn.
I Hooters. Think you have to play the song Titties and Beer.
Yeah, that's what I got often to do, you know what I mean? People, this is just a we got to take a little brief moment out for a special request up in here. See if I can find her favorite song. Is that our favorite song? Oh, here you go. Hey.
I want to see your tits, my dear.
That was a wrong button.
Wrong button. Yeah, right.
That was the wrong button.
Titties and beer.
Well, Jasper, you got them.
Titties and beer. I thank God.
Stephen, don't get us wrong. Now, this is not our normal Nutty Day news. That is very gross. Thank you, Heavenly Angel, for that un-nutty news, goddamn. But it is true. Yeah.
God damn it, I love those motherfucking titties. Fuck.
Dancing titties.
Them motherfucking big old titties. That's what I'm talking about. Oh. Sorry, people. Don't even worry about it. Don't even worry about what we talking about. Don't even worry about what we talking about. You know what I'm saying? All right, let's go ahead and get this thing real nutty up in here, people. Y'all ready to get real nutty? Let's get real nutty. Oh, yeah. Now the Hooters are gone again. Damn. Okay, now this is in Bosnia. They finally found this chick. Now, I read this yesterday, you know what I'm saying? About the chick tossing puppies into the river. Well, yeah, Bosnian police find the puppy-tossing girl. Yeah. Police in Bosnia say they believe they have located a young woman shown in a video throwing puppies into a river. Police in the central Bosnian city of Bugojno say they have found the girl they suspect is seen on the video killing 6 newborn puppies by throwing them into the river one by one. The girl's parents will soon be questioned, police say. I gotta give her another award, man. I'm sorry, people. She deserves another award. She got it yesterday, but she needs to get another.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, far-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Lying, piece of sack of shit. Slut, trash can, scummiest, dirtbag, bitch!
Yeah, that pretty much wraps it up for her. You know what I'm saying? But she's in Bosnia, people, because if your ass was hit her, shit, them animal rights activists would have been all on your ass. They would have found out within the first 30 minutes who did some shit like that. If you believe you me, boy, Americans don't play when it comes to pets. Dogs and cats, shit. You better off killing a human. You kill a dog, boy. Goddamn, they trying to hang you and shit, like, fucking hang them. Okay, well, was ist los? To all my Germans out there. And, because we in Germany, people, you know what I'm saying? Where Communist Party hands out porn pins to kids at school. Did you know it was a Communist Party school? Okay.
Nope.
Oh, I was going to give you an award. Silence award. All right, check this out. Children attending the Adolf Reichwein School in the northwestern German city were handed cones containing the pins by members of the German Communist Party. Angry parents who discovered dub that you got your fucking kids in a Communist Party school, you ignorant motherfuckers. But beyond that, who discovered that the pens given to their six-year-old children could project erotic images of women, informed the headmaster. In a press release, the German Communist Party stated that it had purchased the pens from a discount store. Which had said the pens lit up at the push of a button. I'm pretty sure they did light up. Let me tell y'all something, people. Ain't no such thing as no motherfucking discount store in Germany. If it's a discount, it's a discount on porn. It ain't no dollar store. If it's a dollar store, it's a dollar store for porn. Germany is about porn. From the rooter to the tootie. Step off the plane. It is in your face. You know what I'm saying? Porn. Oh, I could be wrong. Am I wrong there, Sinai? Am I wrong?
Am I wrong? You're
right next door. Yeah, am I wrong? You know what I'm saying? It's Germany porn or the...
Germany porn.
Porn. Porn
Germany's
or not porn.
Porn. Germany's porn.
All right. All right. That's what I'm
Germany
talking
is pretty much porn.
The only part that ain't porn is the vineyards. Yeah. Vineyards, people. That's the only part that ain't porn. All right, check this out. Over here in Kentucky, shouts out to everybody in the HHC, 2nd and 101st Aviation Regiment. That was my old unit, people. Everybody was like, what the fuck did you say that for? Yeah, I used to be stationed at Fort Campbell back in the days, you know what I'm saying? Racist pricks. But anyways, the Muslim GI, how do you be a Muslim GI? I don't understand how funny to be a Muslim soldier. That just sounds funny. You know what I mean? You're supposed to be going to war with all you so-called Muslims and shit, but then y'all got Muslims in your goddamn army. All right. I won't buy that for a dollar. Muslim GI, Quran says I can't fight for the U.S. And see, this is the problem. You see that right there? See that first line I just said? Yeah. People, your religious beliefs ain't got shit to do with the military. You signed up and said you would motherfucking give your life and everything else, you know what I'm saying, in protecting this country. Your religion ain't got nothing to do with it. You know? Oh, man, this is crazy. You're not talking too much because we don't see naps. Oh. I mean, noobs. Boobs. Oh, Lord.
guest is Sean Luke. Oh, yeah. Oh. Oh, man. Yeah, people, you know, this is an unorthodox. This is Freakdom Scout Friday, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, yeah.
Oh,
I mean,
there open. You go, there you go. Gotta pay attention. Gotta pay attention.
Damn. What happened? Oh. Nutty dudes, people. Nutty dudes. Oh, yeah, those look nice, too. There you go. Looking hot in the blue top. Looking hot in the blue top. Oh, yeah. Sorry, people. A Muslim soldier from Texas who joined the U.S. Army last year now wants to leave the military, claiming he is a conscientious objector whose devotion to Islam has suffered since he took an oath to defend the United States against all enemies. PFC Nasir Abdul, a 20-year-old infantryman assigned to the 101st Airborne Division in Fort Campbell, Kentucky, filed for conscientious objector status. The Army has deferred his scheduled deployment to Afghanistan. Okay, it sounds like somebody's a pussy. He's scared to go and fight against his brother. Because you were a dumbass when you even signed up. And you already knew what the damn United States was doing. You get an award. This was being a pussy. You get an award just for being a pussy, man. Kind of
Smiley, you gotta help me out here.
I don't want to go to war.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, far-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Smelly, we got somebody in the chat room that doesn't want to continue the show unless we show her something. So, I guess you are better at that.
Oh, well.
I'll even.
Oh, my people, I gotta put mute going real quick.
Put something in front of your screen.
Yeah. Hold on, people. Y'all give me 1 second. I gotta do something in private on Tiny Jeff or somebody real quick. You know what I'm saying? With my music at? Turn my music on. God damn it, Timmy. Get right, motherfucking Timmy. Sorry, Timmy get in the way sometimes. Get your ass out.
Timmy!
Hell out of damn way. All right, people, get my motivational music on, you know what I mean? Oh, yeah, man. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'm bringing that up.
Taking it all off. Whoa, almost showed something now. Work them. Oh, sorry, people. This is the only entertainment that we get.
Nobody isn't even coming in to look at it. That's having the best time here.
Hey, groovy, baby.
You know? Hey. Yeah.
Where's Goofy Bone? He's missing the show.
Oh, he is. So what the fuck happened to old Goofy? All right. Well, thank you there, guest. Yeah. Guest 4321. Appreciate that. And we're moving on. All right. In the Miami area, right down here in Florida, world-renowned Texas doctor shuts down Miami Airport. Yeah. A world-renowned Texas scientist specializing in infectious diseases who was once charged with smuggling dangerous samples of plague bacteria into the U.S. is being questioned by authorities after a suspicious item found in his luggage caused a massive evacuation at Miami International Airport. The Dr. Thomas C. Butler, 70, was being questioned by agents with the FBI and Miami-Dade Police. FBI is saying, "We don't even know if a crime occurred here." So why the... Did y'all just harass this man? Well, if he did it once, he damn so subject to do it again. Bet that. Man. All right, check this out. Hold on, let me get my damn
damn Tiny camera. I'm all in blue and shit. Damn, crazy.
Huh.
Right,
hey, there we go, fella. If you put your hat a little bit backwards.
Blue.
Ah, damn. Took it away.
Blue. What's that?
A dancing cow.
Let's see here. Let's get some dancing going on.
There you go.
Ain't doing that. Do do do. Do do. Oh, man, don't pay attention to what you guys might see. That is artificial smoke right now. I'm smoking the new electronic cigarettes. Right.
That gets shorter.
Yeah. as you keep using them, yeah. So, that's the battery life. That's the battery life going out. Yeah. All right, and we in Kansas, people. Pregnant woman stabs boyfriend's wife with screwdriver. Damn. At a Sonic's? Is the food that good or that bad? 42-year-old man and his pregnant 20-year-old girlfriend were relaxing at a Sonic drive-thru early this morning when they had an unexpected visitor. His wife. Yeah. She confronted the couple about their relationship shortly before 1 a.m. at the Sonic at 2935 East 21st Street, just in case you guys want to steer them away from that place. Yeah. The girlfriend responded by pulling out a screwdriver and stabbing the 45-year-old wife 8 times.
8 times?
In the head.
In the head? 1 wasn't enough?
Dang. Yeah, well, hey, at least you didn't get your penis cut off, you know what I'm saying, Mr. Buttafuoco? Yeah, you only got your wife stabbed this time, not shot. And that's about it. All right, people, let's get old Juggies in here.
Timmy!
Oh. All right, get a couple people up in the building. Welcome to the show.
I want to see your tits, my dear.
Oh, my bad.
Hey, move over.
Well, that was tasteless, people. That was tasteless. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead, tell me, Fred. Oh, he didn't want to tell me. Shut the fuck up. He tell me that sometimes. It's all good. Mr. Evelyn, what's up?
Dummy.
Oh.
Smelly fries is up.
That was a good time to use that.
That was
hey, just let you know, Ms. Heavenly.
Kunta Kinte. Oh, no, that's your African name. Musta give you a new name. Musta say, you name Tobin.
All right. My name Tobin now. You call me Smell So Tobin. Oh. Right.
Exactly.
Oh, welcome to the show, baby. Oh, can't get no scan, all right? Can't get no scan, people. Okay, you called in for what reason? To be silent on the phone?
So I'm waiting for the mashed potatoes.
You wait for the mashed potatoes? What kind of shit is that? How's she getting mashed potatoes?
Shit. If this is going to be that kind of party, I'm going to stick my dick in the mashed potatoes.
Oh. All right. There you go.
Who you got in the room there?
Who we got? Who to what that happened?
What's going on in your tiny chat room?
We got a couple of beings from out of town. That's my homeboy came in to work it, you know what I'm saying? That's my dog from the Blue Man Group. That's the 18th member of the Blue Man Group. Yeah.
He's dressed pretty sharp in his green suit.
Y'all don't see him. That's how we do it. All right, check this out. I got something for you ladies out there. We're in London. Anybody speak London? Oh. And some people think, like, what the hell would you do? Bro claims to make breasts look 10 years younger and more perky. No, someone doesn't need that one. Oh, yeah. Oh. A British company claims a bra that hit the shelves can make breasts appear 10 years younger with the same effect as a surgical breast lift. Manufacturer Ultimo said the Icon bra, available at a retailer at Debenhams and www. blah, blah, blah. Well, fuck it, I'll give it for y'all ladies. www.ultimo.co.uk. U-L-T-I-M-O. Yeah. Took 2 years to develop and serves the purpose of making older women's breasts appear more appear with a capital A, appear, yeah, more perky and youthful, while helping younger women avoid sagging later in life. Wow. How do you test something like that? You know what I'm saying? We need bra testers. Would you be a bra tester there, Ms. Hell Angel?
If I got paid enough, sure.
Yeah, bra tester. Yeah, put your boobs in these. Yeah. I'll be working there too, you know what I'm saying? I'll
be
the imaginary
ideal,
strap.
Ideal job for a woman getting paid to wear a bra.
Yeah. I'll be the imaginary strap. Well, see, the strap ain't in production yet, so see, I got to hold these. I got to hold it up on you. Yeah, that's my job. That's my job. Let me hold that up for you.
And getting paid for that.
I ain't even got to get paid.
You getting paid just holding them up, baby.
Ah, man. Kawasaki to you, everybody. That's Japan for motorcycle, I guess. A man drives the wrong way on the highway, and sad cat died. Who the hell was sad cat? Okay. A Japanese man drove the wrong way down an expressway for 90 kilometers. That's approximately 55 American miles. And broke through 5 police barricades because his cat had died.
Wow.
Told police. I was sad that my cat had died.
What was he doing with that pussy?
Quoted as telling police, I want her to do something for her quizza.
Does he eat a cat?
And apologies for the bad Japanese accent. All my Japanese folks. How about the ass do y'all? So, right. That is weird, though. But, yeah, you do get an award for that, brother. I mean, you did drive the wrong way. And it was for a cat.
Sheep lying, no good, rotten, far-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, homeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
We got some people kayaking today. Shouts out to all the kayakers. And for the cat, you know what I'm saying? For the fallen cat out there. Yeah. The new American way to salute. You don't touch your head anymore. You just hold your hand out there. Look into the distance. Goodbye there, pussy. I mean, cat. Right. You can't get it. Get it. Right. Okay. Anyways, people, let's get back into the porn. I mean, the news. Yeah. Okay, over here in the good old U.S., a brawl erupted. Yeah. Play at the U.S. Open. I didn't even know the U.S. Open was going on, but, yeah. Police were forced to escort 3 fans out of the U.S. Open after a fight broke out during Novak Djokovic. How do you say that there, Mr. Sinai?
Okay, somebody high.
Novak
Djokovic, Djokovic, something like that. Y'all know what I'm talking about. If y'all pay attention to tennis, shit, I know. Against Philip Pechner. The second round match was hauling in the eighth game of the first set after the brawl kicked off. Apparently when a female spectator and her father took exception to another fan's swearing. And reports suggest a woman in her 40s and her father confronted a male fan who was swearing and acting obnoxiously.
This is tennis. What the f*** are you doing?
Hey, you know, man, that's the father now. You know, they had the father cussing back at him. What the f*** are you doing, man? This is a f***ing tennis game.
Yeah.
Oh. In Chile, wife runs into mistress at mine. Wow. Ain't that a myth? One of the trapped Chilean miners is going to have some explaining to do. Yeah, he probably wants to stay in the mine right about now. After his wife ran into his mistress at the mine's entrance. Ain't that a bitch? Britain's Sun newspaper reports the wife of Yanni Barrio, Marta Salinas, was stunned and upset to find his girlfriend, Susana Valenzuela, also conducting a vigil for him. Salinas told the newspaper, Barrios is my husband, he loves me, and I am his devoted wife. This woman has no legitimacy. Wow. You play old pimp. Trap print, you old trap, trap pimp player. Also, yeah. Alright. He's got some issues, people. Yeah. Let's go over here to the good old U.S. of Anfold. Oh, yeah. Gotta love that. Today's sponsor is Tropicana Peach Orchard Punch. Made with real fruit juice and 100% vitamin C. Oh, yeah. Best is used by October 2000. Okay. I was just playing, people. Since 2010. You guys didn't catch on to that. Because why? We're potheads. That's what happens. Yeah. Okay. I love boobies. Well, this is the news-related, people. I love boobies, bracelets, Rankle Schools. What is Rankle? Anybody? Rankle? Rankle. Rankle? Rankle.
Rankle?
Okay. Rankle. This is
Rankle?
Rankle. Okay.
Yeah.
Alrighty then, there, Mr. Cyanide.
I think you're, been beamed out or something.
Yeah, I'm there. Ow. What the hell is that? that's that Back to the Future funk going on right there, people. Oh, yeah. Put them on the glass. Oh. I'm talking to myself. I'm talking to myself.
Are you back, Cyanide?
Yeah.
We can't hear you.
Back, are you? Oh, yeah, I see him now, but I don't
see him. Hey, I'm back, but I have to mute you first, else I'm getting strange, crazy feedback.
Oh, no, go ahead. I turned my speakers off. I was glad I had my speakers off. Go ahead, my brother. A one-inch thick rubber bracelet has caused quite a stir in schools across the country. The bracelets say, I heart boobies. Well, yeah, they should say, I love boobies. They are fucked up. In our part of a nationwide campaign to make young people more aware of breast cancer. Right. The Clovis Unified School District in Central California is one of the latest to ban the bracelets. We have an existing dress code that specifically states clothing, jewelry, or accessories with sexually suggestive language or images is not allowed at school.
Yeah. And a bracelet that says, I love boobies. Right.
Well, hey, where can you get that bracelet?
You know what I'm saying? Well, apparently you go to, breast.org. What is that? Abreast.org. Yeah, they ain't got the whole thing on there. And get you a free I love boobies bracelet. Give me a few of those.
Better than that.
And this is steadily coming to a halt, man. The feds sue Sheriff Joe. How the hell do the feds sue somebody? What kind of shit is that? Phoenix, Arizona, people. The U.S. Justice Department sued Justice Arpaio, saying the Arizona lawman refused for more than a year to turn over records in an investigation into allegations his department discriminates against Hispanics. Arpaio's office had said it has fully cooperated in the jail inquiry, but won't hand over additional documents into the examination of the alleged unconstitutional searches because federal authorities haven't said yet exactly what they were investigating. Well, I mean, if you give the record, then they can make something up like they always do. Oh, did I say that? Yeah.
Yes, you did.
In your
little chat, in your mini chat here, tiny chat?
Yes.
Your little blue friend, is he like jacking off too? He's got his hands down his pants?
Yeah, you know, I was kind of wondering about that.
I'm just now noticing that.
Well,
like he's popping off all right.
He's taking over Smiley's job while he's doing the show.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I see he got embarrassed and left now. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I thought that was this kind of show now, you know. Can I get another round of mashed potatoes, please?
I got a baby on my back. Get off.
Kick the baby! Don't kick the baby!
Now, we're going to kick the baby, you know what I'm saying?
Shit, if this going to be that kind of party, I'm going to stick my dick in the mashed potatoes.
All right, that's what I'm talking about.
At least we ain't doing what the Jews are doing to babies.
Yeah, pre-gaying them up. Yeah. Pre-gaying them up and shit, you know. There you go, suck a man's dick before he even get a chance to tell you, hey, yeah, go ahead. Yeah, no, yeah. What the? You're just going to make the man gay off the top. Oh, look at you. Oh, you get 21. You know I was looking to a dick when you was a baby. Kill all the motherfuckers. Man, there must be some dead motherfuckers, man.
Hey, you think that he's dancing, but in reality he's pissing on you.
I was wondering what that trail was all around. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we have to make a shit. Yeah, I thought that was what that was. Yeah, back getting wet and shit. Get the hell off me, man. Hey! What's going on, man?
You mooning me? You mooning us?
Sorry, people. We all live, though. We are live. We are live. Princess Diana romance lingerie. Ads are on billboards. Wow, how did y'all get her in lingerie? A Chinese lingerie company has unveiled a new range of underwear featuring a look-alike model of the late Diana, Princess of Wales, on the 13th anniversary of her death. 13th, right? The 13th. Right. Under the slogan, Build the Romance of British Royalty. The ad features the princess wearing a tiara, necklace, and a blue bra and knickers. No, not black people. Just kidding. As she plays a cello to a child. The controversial poster has been splashed on giant billboards in shops and airports throughout China for millions to see. Wow. I don't know if that's an award or I don't know what the hell that is. I mean, shit.
Yeah, wow.
That is kind of creepy, though, that you guys are. I mean, what the fuck does China have to do with Britain's goddamn prisons and shit? Well, the United States ain't even doing nothing for a birthday. You know what I'm saying? Ain't that weird?
Makes you go,
Hell no. We got two nutballs back to back. Check this out. And White City. Then I thought I read that one yesterday. White City, Utah. I wonder if there are any black people there.
I bet they're all. Isn't that funny? Hey, where do you live? White City.
White City. Yeah, I come down the road in White City, man. Okay, I'll leave that one alone, sir. Yeah. Man holds intruder at bay with a grilling fork and a steak knife. I'm going to cook your ass to death. Oh.
Hey, you want to move there?
You know what I mean? Don't make me put barbecue sauce on you. In your eyes. I put it in your eyes. Yeah. Police say a man held an intruder at bay with a grilling fork and a steak knife until police arrived. But the suspect fled. Right. Only to be arrested after he was zapped with a taser. Police Lieutenant Don Hudson says the White City resident grabbed the barbecue implements when he found the intruder had entered through a basement window. Right.
Yeah.
And you grab barbecue, you might as well pick up the grill and threaten him with the grill. I'm going to hit you over the head with this grill. Yeah. I will smoke that one for a dollar. Well, congratulations to the hero, man. You know what I'm saying? Trying to save his... That's what time it is. Shouts out to Hood Star Radio that was in the building. All right. And make sure you check him out, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on BTR Radio. Well, when we use this BTR Radio. When everybody else uses it, it's goddamn blog talk. Yeah. We're a radio station up here, damn it.
Blog talk radio.
Oh. You don't like this thing either, huh?
Oh. They should use that as the new sample. Block Dog Radio.
Oh, yeah, to get an old high one. Yeah, take Mary Poppins off of there. Block Talk Radio.
Block Talk Radio.
People be like, damn, I thought you was in England or something when I called the show. Block Talk. Welcome to Block Talk Radio. You'd like to speak to the host. Wait, like, where the hell does she come from? All right, well, check this out, people. It's all y'all long-named people out there. In China, Chinese forced to change their names because they cannot be typed. Right. The villagers in eastern China has been forced by the country's unbending bureaucracy to change their family name as the character is so rare it cannot be typed. The problem affects about 200 people in a village in Shandong province who share the surname Shan. Okay, what the hell is the problem with that? The residents had no problem with identity cards, driving licenses, and other documents could be handwritten, but now they have to be printed using computers. And their name is so unusual, it does not exist in standard word processing programs. Never heard nothing like that one, though. All right, people, and that's going to do it for the Nutty News, but I just want to say this one again, because this was funny. In Chicago, gang members say police do not respect them. this does deserve repeating, man. Yeah. At a news conference organized by self-identified gang members, several speakers complained that police and city officials do not respect them in their tyrant ways. And that the only way to curb the violence is to provide jobs. Give a fucking job and improve their community. Put some, I don't know, skate parks in it or something. The self-described current and former gang members. Yeah, and I use that with four fingers, people. Yeah, not the regular two. Former gang members held a news conference at the Columbus Park Refinery and on the Citizens West side. So all you other gang members out there, yeah, I know you guys are going to be on the lookout for the pink gang members who are complaining and shit. Right. No, y'all got pink outfits and shit. Yeah, we the pink gang. And, yeah, we hard at tea time. Yeah, we do all our killings at tea time. We're going to have us a cup of tea, and then we go to drive-by. Right. Okay, people, and that will do it for the Better News of the Day. Brought to you part by...
Fuck him! He's an asshole!
Yeah, and...
Shut the fuck up! You speak when fucking spoken to, okay? This is not fucking high school, motherfucker!
Those are our sponsors for the day.
Alrighty.
And Better News brought to you part by... NothingNewsToday.com for all your wild, weird, and crazy and off-the-wall news. And please, people, if you know any Jewish people out there, man, punch them in the mouth. Oh, I mean, punch them in the mouth at the brit.
Speech rabbi.
Yeah, man. That is crazy, man. Rabbi, not Jewish people, sorry.
Hey, Smiley, if you made that hat move once again on camera, it looked like you just slapped the mooning guy.
Might have to stop that because that looks like a guy. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, let me get that off of there, people. Get my smack on. Oh, don't smack me. Don't smack me. Oh, check this out, though. This would be cool right here. I'll check this out. Bam. Smack that ass. Put the, there we go. Pop up the party form. Ow. Smack that. Oh. Sorry. Hey, let me send a couple of shout-outs to old Miss Evelyn Angel off in the chatty chat room, a.k.a. the bridge captain. Miss Computer Lady, Miss a.k.a. PC Bump. Going now, you know what I'm saying? Still holding it down, Mr. Cyanide. And we got a guest who I guess don't even know what show you're on, but hey, you got 13 minutes. Dun, dun, dun. I'll let you stay in for 13 minutes. You know, I was bullshitting, man. I was just bullshitting. Peace out, guest. Everybody give me a countdown. I can take care of it then, people. No, thank you. Nobody run to my aid. And you know what I'm saying? Please be seated. Don't worry about me. I didn't need any help right now. Yeah. Thank you.
You need a hand?
Are you making a party, Smiley?
Yeah, since you guys don't want to give me a countdown, I guess I got to find my own
countdown.
Where's the countdown music, man? Goddamn countdown music. Oh, let's check on the guests. They might have left. Oh, they haven't left yet. So that means they're just daydreaming. Pow! Count that now. 1, 2, 3, pow!
Count that now. That's not a countdown. That's a count up.
Count out. Count the ass out.
1, 2, 3. Let's do a count now. 1, 2, 3.
Pow. 1, 3, pow. 1, 3, pow. So it's all right, y'all. Got a new song just came in. I don't know, from old homeboy. Y'all check this out. Uh-oh. Coming out 3,000 a night. Yeah.
All right.
Evelyn is a space.
Peanut man is
over
the sea. I got some juicy.
You're blog talk, man.
And very good old hot
There you go, Hitman.
Hot nuts. Hot nuts. I'm your peanut man.
Hey.
Look here, girls, I'm dressed in black. My nuts are so big, I keep them in a sack. Hot nuts, hot nuts, hot,
hot
nuts.
Oh, oh. Shut
up, dummy.
Oh. Yeah, you can tell them they're spread down. Coming up here.
Leave any bigotry in your quarters. There's no room for it on the bridge.
Yeah. What'd you say?
I said last time you played the whole version.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You want to hear the whole version, then? I don't know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Want some hot nuts, hot nuts.
Do you see this, Smiley?
Hot nuts.
Mm. Drink it in. It always goes down smooth.
Oh. What that? What happened? Who happened?
You don't want to roll this into something that you're smoking.
Wow.
Fucking seed.
Hey. Oh.
If you smoke this is really, really gross. If you light this and you get to the seat, you don't want to, the rest of the joint is ruined. It's just ruined.
Don't mind me, people. Don't mind me.
Where you at?
I'm nowhere. I'm absolutely nowhere.
Oh.
Are you lost?
Nowhere.
What the hell is old bitch 66 at anyway?
I don't know. You must have, must still have it. You played it on a regular basis.
Oh, no. I'm just saying, where's old Mr. Easy right at?
Nowhere.
All right, a couple of promos.
Yeah, right back at you like you left your favorite CD. This is for anyone involved in the music industry. It's the F&R Indie Artist Seminar, presented by...
Listen up, motherfucker, it's
got to be going down Sunday, October 3rd, 2010, at Club Nouveau, located at 1701 North Franklin Street in downtown Tampa. For more info or performance slots available, contact www.missmouthtime.com or call Miss Mouth at 813-235-5553.
Bubba here to talk to you about bid66.com. It's fun, it's easy, and if you sign up right now at bid66.com, you get 10 free bids. How about an Apple iPad, an Xbox? I bought mine for $30 at bid66.com. Pirate tickets, gift cards, get your kicks from bid66.com. Plus, free shipping straight from the factory. Where else can you get that?
Nowhere.
Bid66.com. .com right now.
Something on the back of my neck. Ah, what's that? He hit me in the back of my neck. Ah, what is that? What is that? Ah. Y'all don't see that? What the hell is that hitting me on the back of my neck? Ah. Oh.
Wrecking ball?
Ah.
No, I can't see it. It's too tiny.
It's a little bit small. And why is it standing next to a cactus?
Yeah. Why? Well, I'm getting hit with the basketball. I pissed on the cactus.
And then make it a little bit larger.
Yeah. Don't have those features.
let me guess. It's a penis.
This is mini cam. You know what I'm saying? How about that? See it clearly. Huh?
Not really, but...
Well, then, how about you see this? Don't get them, girls. No, that's not me dancing, but hey. Oh. All right, people, let's get into a song or two, man. We got 6 minutes to get on up out of here and enjoy the rest of the weekend. You know what I'm saying? But always remember.
What they are describing is a complete end of democracy, the end of what matters to people, the end of what happens to the human journey. And for that reason,
think
I think
this is
a
weekend.
We'll be right back.
Now the image just sounds like a video game, you know what I'm saying?
David Hasselhoff. Old Nintendo 8-bit pack.
Yeah, old school.
Love it.
Like a racing game when they first started making the beat for racing.
Flip, flip, ding, flip, 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 flip.
All right, dude, we're wrapping this thing on up. I'm wrapping something else up.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that could have been taken a couple of different ways, actually. Think about that. Okay. We're not your slaves. We are slaves to ourselves. Shit. Well, most people are. You're slaves to themselves.
Well, you got,
man.
You got me pumped for the weekend, so that's good.
You got what?
There's a real party going on in your chat.
Oh, yeah. You already know what time it is.
Dude.
We're going to continue the party over in Tiny Chat, people. I don't know where y'all at, but we over Tiny Chat. Oh, you got the, see, where y'all get that, that. I don't know. Heavenly Edge, you need to step your game up. Get you some, effects like us.
Well, he even has Manicam installed, I guess. I've seen it.
Oh, yeah? Why don't you?
I don't know. No comment.
All right, 60 seconds left. Any last words?
Have a great weekend, everybody.
Much love.
Do you have a show tomorrow?
Good times always.
That's a mystery. Mystery Saturday.
No. We don't talk about mystery.
I discontinued the Saturday show. But, you know what I'm saying, I don't know. We'll see.
You going to be there Saturday?
See how it goes. Yeah, I mean, I ain't got that. I don't know. I mean, if I wake up.
Make my day.
Wake up.
See you tomorrow.
Late breaking go down, you know what I'm saying? Y'all look out for your email boxes and you'll see the reminder because it's going down.
DJ smells so good.
Don't nobody know about this here right now, but
that
old
freaked up South Friday, people.
You ready for it?
Check this.
Give me money. Give me money. Give me money. Give me money. Hell yeah, I'm the shit. I'm that girl on the sofa, exposing on the walls. Bodies in the floor. When I walk up in the building, all the niggas talking tall. I let this dude eat me out once when he don't want to go home. He's hitting my phone, he won't leave me alone. My pussy got a tight grip, and I call him up a band. And every time he beat it, the girl she's saying, yeah, baby, you want a little face. Grab me by the waist, let me throw it in your face. I know a lot of girls hate me, so they niggas want to take me. You know I turn them on, you just hit me in a song. Without no dough, I like to look like money, I like to smell like money. When I walk, I like to shake this booty, I get it funny. No, I'm not your baby mama, die on a higher level. Give me the mic, I spit, I was telling, yeah, I peep the way he been looking at me. Shooting me the fuck faces, grabbing me by the way. So what's up, daddy, how many bags you talking? If it ain't about dollars, no, I don't wanna holler. Now he grabbing on his pants and he breathing hard. And he looking in my eyes and he spit it raw hard.
Mama has perfect things, baby cat moves everything around me.
smell so good.
I want some money.
I need money. I need money.
Money.
Give me money. Give me money.
Give me money, I don't shake no ass, I left it for cash, cash.